Well, hello, everybody, and welcome once again to the Appalachian Brewing Company podcast. It's Mike Parker and Artie Tafoya coming to you now in the month of April. Artie, beautiful rainy day outside. Not to talk too much about the weather, but spring is right around the corner, so yeah.
Yeah, Mike, I don't think we have any lack of water around here.
No, I think we're good. The aquifer is, well...
And then it won't rain for 2 weeks and there'll be a drop.
So yeah, I know. Okay. Doesn't it just make the most sense though? Like my son said to me today, he's like, because they have off school, they're still like on Easter break, you know? And he's like, this stinks. He's like, I hate these kind of days. He's like, because I'm not in school. He's like, but I don't want to really do anything, you know, like outside. And I'm like, he's not the type of kid that like shies away from, you know, getting dirty or anything like that. But even this is a little too much for him after a while, you know,
getting out in the mud.
Yeah.
You're getting all muddied up.
Do you remember riding your bike? Going for a bike ride is great. Like then when you start getting that string of cold water up the middle of your back, then it's, yeah. You're sort of like, what have I done here? Yeah. So, dude, I actually see a lot of those guys. Have you ever gotten into any cycling, Artie, with like, you know, and I mean, not just like mountain biking or anything, but like the tight clothing and the 14 of you on the side of the road.
No, we didn't. We didn't have that when I was a kid. Like,
I know, the adults.
That was a newer phenomenon. But I used to have a mini bike, and it you know, the mini bikes ran on the old like Tecumseh, like lawnmower.
Yeah,
motor.
Yeah.
Right. And all it had was a chain that went to that and back to the back wheel, and you know, you laid it over, you know, and it was like just kept running.
Yeah.
So it was. Yeah, I had one of those. Used to ride it all around Colorado Springs. That was fun stuff. But now I remember my nephew, he got a like 25cc motorcycle when he was like 4 or 5, right?
Yeah.
I'm a few years older than him, so I'm like 8 or 9.
Uh-huh. You're super jealous of this.
And I was like, look at this mini bike I'm riding. And he's riding a, you know, he had all the gear, he had the helmet. We didn't have helmets.
I know. Let's go. I was just saying, over the years, I think I've been in the brewery or so, I'm just sitting there and there will be like a group of, it's not a biker gang. It's a cyclist gang. They come in and they all have the spandex on and the tight clothes. And they're like, you know, they look like they've probably just ridden like 40 miles while I'm sitting there drinking beer. And, so
you're from up north, right, Mike?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but not as far north as like Shamokin.
No, north of Harrisburg. Yeah.
Yeah. So Shamokin, I'm doing a tap takeover at the ale house there tomorrow night, and they have ATV parking.
Yeah.
At the their pub, because there, I guess there's some trails around there.
There is. Yeah.
And they ride, and then they ride right to the brewery. Mm-hmm. Or I keep calling the brewery. I'm sorry. Right to the ale house, and they have ATV parking there.
Shamokin is my parents' hometown.
Oh, is it really?
It is. Yeah. Shamokin and Cole Township, uh-huh. Northumberland County up there. So, you know, I've been there obviously recently and everything we had a relative that recently passed away we spend a little bit of time up in those old stomping grounds again too. And but that is like a destination for people for like, they have the coal holes up there, you know, like the mountains that are dug, and then they ride around. And then also I know the state like has, there's some ATV trails. As long as you have that stuff like registered, some of the actual established trails that are through like, you know, the mountains and stuff, they also cut right into town. So when you're driving through Shamokin and the towns around there, some of the streets have ATV signs on them so you can follow them, so you know where to ride. So that's exactly where they're going.
Go.
All right. Well, hey, where we're going, we have a guest here today. We're keeping it low key. Like we're just like, you know, we've been dealing with all sorts of like collaboration partners and other businesses and companies and things that you guys are working with along the way. We just decided to bring an old friend in here today, Artie. You want to, by the way, pull that microphone just a little bit close. You can pull it closer to you. Then you don't have to lean forward. There you go. Perfect. Introduce our friend that we have here with us and let's get to drinking a beer here for crying out loud.
Yeah, what are we waiting for, Mike?
I don't know.
Oh. Well,
he's been so quiet over here, by the way.
He's quiet. He's
like, what am I? This is a podcast. Thanks for inviting me. Yeah, when do I get to talk?
Do I get to talk? I want to talk. He's just giggling over there. And that's probably, I want to introduce Brian Stever. He's a good old friend of mine. He and I have known each other for quite a few years. And Brian, you know, if I need help with anything, He's that guy. I just call him, hey, Brian, I need you to help me do this. Brian, I need you to help me do that. And he's like, I don't even know what you're talking about, but certainly I will try to help you however I can. And the interesting thing is Brian has done like a project for every brewery. Mm. So, hey, Brian, I really need, and it could be something silly.
Custom stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Custom, yeah. like trash can covers made out of wood.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, what do you want to make? I'm like, hey, I got this. Come on. And he did it, and he put it together, and welcome.
The pallet wood. Thank you. The pallet wood library over in Harrisburg. Yeah, I've done a lot of projects.
Cool. Yes. Yeah. Well, familiar face. I'm sure if you've popped in. Were you an old Camp Hill local when the Camp Hill brewery was around, or were you more of a flagship guy over there?
No, I did the flagship more, but loved the Camp Hill location just because it was close.
Close, yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Nice. Me too.
That was one thing to love about it. Yeah, I mean, it was close.
I was bad at myself for closing.
Parking was a little bit of a trouble over there.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. So anyway, what have you been up to, man? What's your we're describing you as an old friend and a woodworker and sort of the guy that already calls for stuff, but how's life? How are things?
Oh, things are busy. You know, actually started my own business a little while ago, doing what I did for other people for a long time. I'm a registered nurse with a business doing Medicare and Medicaid auditing, but on the side I do the woodworking. And just, I guess, about 3 years ago or so, I started doing refinishing of old console and tabletop tube radios.
Oh, wow.
You know, making them look brand new. And if they weren't able to be actually functioning, converted them to Bluetooth.
Nice.
So
cool. Yeah. Well, so, and then you like resell that stuff online? Yeah. It's good market for that. Seems to be so far.
So far, so good. Yeah. It's nice. Just a side thing. So, you know, enough to keep me out of trouble.
Beautiful. All right. Well, listen, beer podcast. This is a beer podcast. Let's establish that. So beers in hand, gentlemen. Shall we? Cheers. Artie, Brian, good to see you guys. I've got speaking of flagship, one of the brands, the old Mountain Lager is in my hand. It's delicious. Artie, what do you got today?
I'm drinking the Breakfast at Base Camp Helles Lager. Mm. This year, it's just super crisp, that nice toasty sweetness. Just amazing what the guys are doing down there in Harrisburg, man. They're just hitting it. Hitting every beer, bam, bam, just coming out.
Knocking it out of the park. And what's up? What do you got there, Brian?
I have the Pineapple Upside Down Cake Sour. It is, I never really drank sours before I met Artie. And now their sours are probably my favorite. Whenever if I'm wanted sour, I drink one of theirs.
Yeah, that's a really, really good. That's the plays well with others. Pineapple upside down sour. Right. Love that. Yes.
Yeah. But Brian, actually, he went to a tap takeover with me one night. I was like, hey, you want to go? And he said, yeah. And we were at the Old Republic Distillery doing a tap takeover there. And Brian, he's like, hey, come here to the bartender. Told him, what'd you say?
What to add to this? Yeah. Oh, my God. So I love pineapple upside down cake. It's my favorite cake of all time.
And it's a weakness of mine as well.
And it's and this sour tastes just like a pineapple upside down cake. The one thing it's missing is maraschino cherries. I said, so what you need to do is you need to put maraschino cherries in the glass.
Right.
And pour a little bit of the juice into it. Oh my gosh. It is awesome.
Wow.
It's fantastic.
As long as you don't put toothpicks in there. So today, as we record, is the day after Easter. And I went into, you know, so we always hit my mom's house or my parents' house. And then we go to my wife's mom's house about another 45 minutes away. So we get everybody in. So I get both sides of the family. And, you know, it's really like the big upfront lunch, you know, dinner, like at my mom's house. And then by the time we get to Tara's mom's house at the end of the day, it's like more like what's left, like different things, you know, like and a lot of desserts. Man, the pineapple upside down cake was, and it's just the classic one. It was sitting there and I was like, so I snuck a little piece, but you know, yeah, I love it. I just picture a homemade pineapple upside down cake with the pineapples, the maraschino cherries, and the toothpicks sticking out the top to keep the saran wrap or, you know, whatever it's covered with from sticking, so you don't pull it all off. Yeah, it's a classic.
There's always
look.
There's room for pineapple upside down cake.
I know.
So it's just like Jell-O.
Yeah. Now, pineapple is one of my favorite like flavors. So it's like that beer specifically. The other thing about that too, Artie, maybe you've had some, so I know you guys serve some ciders and everything, like guest breweries or cideries or whatever that will occasionally, you'll have them on tap over the, you know, around. But I have a friend, Deb, who comes over to the house every once in a while to hang out. And when she's hanging out at our bar, she usually brings along like a cider. But I said, no, you should try this. And it was great. So like, you know, people who are into ciders, but maybe you're like me where if I have too many, like if I have, I like ciders, but it's kind of a heartburn thing or something with me.
They're sweet too.
Yeah. Well, right.
A lot of sweetness there. Yeah.
But the sour and that one specifically is so good. Yeah. Yep. So do you hear from that people like who are big sour aficionados would get into like a, did I say sour? I mean, cider people like sours. You think so?
I think so. Yeah, yeah, I think so. I think it's along the same lines as a cider. I mean, you know, it's fruity, the apple instead, you know, pineapple instead of apple or blueberry instead of apple. But yeah, I think it follows right along the line. And I love a cider that's nice and dry, crisp, mm-hmm. you know. And I know that Jack's used to make one that was like pear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a good one.
I like that one a lot. You know, I like the regular ciders, but I need them to be really super dry or I can't, like you said, I can't drink more than one because it's too sweet for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that the way are you into ciders?
My wife is.
Yeah.
You know, she has an issue with gluten. So when we go somewhere, it's usually a cider for her, but I'd rather have a beer.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. So there's like a couple things, whatever style you're into, and if it's, you know, we'll include ciders in there. But like, you know what, when I was younger, IPAs had not hit like they've hit, you know what I mean, in the last 15 years. So like 20 years ago, when I would come into ABC, you know, it would be like, you know, Hoppy Trails, which is a particular, comparatively now, it's a pretty mild IPA compared to some of the.
It's an American IPA. Yeah, yeah.
It's perfect. It's great. But like, you know, some of these other ones are like, you know, hit you over the head. And even for me at the time, back then, I would drink like a Water Gap Wheat or what I'm drinking today, a Mountain Lager. And then at the end, when I was kind of done, maybe on my third beer, I would go for the IPA because it hit you. You know what I mean? Like the flavor, it was full flavor. And I was like, wow, I can only, at the time I thought before I kind of developed the taste from it, like I could only have one of those. So there's a beer like that for everybody where you maybe can only have one of them. It's, you know, you talk about how important it is not to burn out your palate and stuff like that too.
Certainly you don't want to drink a Sigma Oasis and then drink a Mountain Lager afterwards because right. It just tastes like water, really. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's such a great beer, but anytime you have that much flavor on your palate, and you go to something that's less flavor, it like your palate has a little fatigue from that.
Yeah.
And it just tastes like nothing. But, you know, so you always go the other way, Mike. You're absolutely right. Do you're going to start with a nice Pilsner, start with a nice Pilsner and then move your way to the others. Just I don't always suggest finishing with a double, though. Yeah. The double IPA. That's not always the best move unless you're at home.
Yeah.
And if you're at home. Go all out. That's all.
You're right. Agreed.
That's the difference.
So I didn't ask Brian, but like, what's Brian? What is your like go-to? You know, you said you like to have a beer, and obviously there's been so many great ones over the years. But
oh my God,
if you're heading into ABC, what's your favorite?
Argyle Sweater. Oh really? God, yeah. Argyle Sweater. When they brought that out, you know, Artie's, you got to try this. So I took a sip. I was like, holy cow, that is my favorite beer now. Officially. So every time that I'm, if I'm going to have a beer and I'm going to have an IPA, it's the Argyle Sweater.
Nice. Anything else? Any seasonal, like that? It's like something that was off the wall at one point that you wish they'd bring back, or just use the one that you look forward to each year. I can tell you mine. Mine, of course, is the Hinterland Hefeweizen. I love when the Heffy comes out. Yeah. It'll be here soon. It's a good time of year.
Yeah. I do like the Hefeweizen.
Yeah.
Those are nice. Yeah, I'm going to have to give that a little bit of thought.
Okay.
One that just kind of, you know, if it's there, I'm going to have it. Absolutely.
Cool.
You know, what just came out was a Pierce Pale Ale. I don't know if you got to try that, Brian. I don't know if you've been down to the Kanksburg store in a little while, but they have the Pierce Pale Ale there. That's a really nice beer. Carrie's favorite.
Mm-hmm.
She always says, that's the reason I took it off the flagship.
You don't want to spoil her too much.
Yeah, because it's her favorite beer. She's now an Argyle drinker more than anything, probably. And that Argyle, you know, like you said, Brian, it's just sort of middle of the road. It's hoppy, but it's also flavorful. It's got a little bit of a East Coast, West Coast thing going on. And I think that that blend that they created is almost perfect. So that's that, you know, I've been known to have a few myself.
Yeah.
Well, and you, I was just down at the Mechanicsburg location for the Irish dancing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yes, that's right.
Perfect. Well, that's a good transition because, you know, we're about 15 minutes into the podcast. We like to split it up into segments, keep talking, get some fresh beer, get some fresh topics. When we come back, we'll talk about, we'll look back on, just say, hey, well, we're coming just right out of Irish Fest, St. Patrick's. You just brought it up, Brian. Artie, we'll ask you how things went around the brew pub. And maybe some ideas as we get here into spring. I know we got a couple of special events coming up and what you might be able to look forward to if you're looking to include Appalachian Brewing Company in any of those picnic plans as we get here into warmer weather and hopefully move this rain out of the way. And we'll be right back on the Appalachian Brewing Company podcast. All right, and we're back on the Appalachian Brewing Company podcast. It's Mike Parker, Artie DeFoya, and our guest Brian Stever this week hanging out and just having some beers and catching up. It's, you know, springtime. It's officially spring. I guess the official first day of spring is somewhere towards the end of March, somewhere towards the middle end of March.
And last Monday.
It was last Monday. Oh, perfect. So then we get Easter, and then we're then it's on. And with all this rain, I hope you have your lawnmower tuned up and everything ready to go, because the next drop of sunlight that we get is going to, things are going to.
Yeah, it's going to shoot up.
Yeah. So anyway, it's a good time of year. I really enjoy it. And we just came out of a really cool month too. You know, March is kind of that muddy outdoor month, you know, for people, but it's a great time to do things like, the one thing we get in March is is a great excuse to get together and have a few beers, St. Patrick's Day. And you guys at ABC already had to have Irish Fest every year. How did it go?
You know, I think for the first time in a few years, it just, everything was clicking. You know, we were busier than, you know, it reminded me of the old days, you know, when you were just,
yeah,
you know, our Irish Fest would just kill it, you know? And yeah, so it was good. It felt good. And I think people are starting to come out again and feel like they can really get out and enjoy themselves. And our food went, the food menu was great.
Oh, the food was,
yeah,
awesome.
It was so good. And Celtic Knot, man, what a great beer this year. It was just spot on. That beautiful Irish red.
Yes.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was really, really good.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, Brian. That's awesome. And so, hey, it was great. You know, we, all of our locations were very busy. We enjoyed, you know, the dancing we did in some locations. We got that back going again. And
the Irish dancing.
Yeah,
yeah,
the Irish dancing. So I know Brian went out to Mechanicsburg and saw it. And just so, it's so magical to have that, those girls and the kids and everybody just, it's like they're floating through air. You
know? Well, they put a lot of work into that. That's their, that is their big time too. Wouldn't it be, isn't it great? It's like, you know, all the work that they do in this studio, and it's probably at night, and they're probably getting running around. They go to school all day, and then they go to dance class in the evenings and weekends and everything else. And then the big culmination of it is to get to dance in front of a whole bunch of people who are already having a great time. And then that adds to the, it's a great atmosphere.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Our kids, my girls, they, Irish step dance from the time they were 4 years old. So we used to go watch them and it was fun, but you know, it got to a point where it was like, you know, we knew every, we could almost do the dances from watching it so many times, but.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, no, yeah. Well, I couldn't either, but if I had a few beers, I thought I could. That's all that matters, right?
It would be hard for you to blend in with that crowd. Yeah. Who is that
and
little girl?
And I don't
girl?
Fit in the outfit either.
No,
right. Yeah, not any longer.
I wear kilts.
That's true.
That's about it.
You could probably do it.
Well, no, I wear kilts. So.
Move aside, girls.
So one thing I didn't tell you earlier is Brian also is Santa for us at our location. So he, every Christmas he donates his time to come over and drink a few beers and become Santa.
Nice.
For a few hours, and we always appreciate that, Brian.
No, not a problem.
It's fun.
The location in Carlisle, that was my favorite Santa episode this year. Because, you know, having the families that are military families coming in, it was just a great experience. It was breakfast with Santa, which was awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
And it's cool. I was actually thinking, the more I get, you know, back in the day, it's one of the best things, and you could argue that's one of the best things, but it's still there. And that's one of the things. So when I go into the breweries and wherever I'm at and I visit, or I look at social media, you know, some of the things I look at around, like when we were, you know, building Mechanicsburg, you know, like, and putting up the posters up there with the beers, the frames with the canvases on them. Some of those like stickers or, you know, the big decals of the beer bottle and thing that are on the wall. There's the selfie station there on the bench next to the brew shop of the Jolly Scott.
Yep.
And so I thought, well, it'd be like, you know, that was one of those ideas that we already made happen on based on an idea. And you, when you see people sitting down, putting their arm around and, you know, getting their picture taken with that, I love that. And you said that, you know, you've filled in for Santa from time to time over at the brewery. I actually thought, as I'm getting a little bit older now, Artie, that I might actually, perhaps with the beard and all, might make a decent Jolly Scott at some point. So if you're looking for that.
There you go.
Now, I don't know if the legs, I have the legs for it, but I think I could, you know. Like,
no, you don't need the legs. No. You just need to be able to tolerate a kilt.
Yes. Well, I'd like to. I've never worn a kilt. Oh, can you believe God. That?
Hey.
Hey,
it's even time. Artie,
all right.
I've worn a kilt.
Yeah.
good.
I'd like to point out, though, Breakfast with Santa was great, but we just did Breakfast with Elsa.
Yeah,
and people came from like 5 states away.
Oh my God!
Oh, you're kidding me! Wow,
who is that?
I know, Frozen. Apparently, Santa.
Yeah, Santa's not the draw anymore. Okay,
no.
All right. Well, there's a lot of places you can go.
Yeah.
Yeah, to find the high quality Elsa, though, that's awesome.
Oh,
that's
a
good idea. I like when you think outside the box like that. There was one point where we almost had a wrestler come in. I don't know if you remember that. And then he canceled on us. It was supposed to be some guy. I don't even remember who it was. It was like a guy who was kind of on his way up. And then, you know, somebody reached out to me and said, hey, they're doing some show somewhere. And this guy's the champion. And he was going to come in and we were going to do he was going to appear. And then he ended up canceling or something because the show, I don't know what happened. But I like when there's different things like that. And you know what? Like, there was a buzz for that. Like, they were going to get a whole new crowd coming in that night.
Mike, I still say that downtown in Harrisburg, one night in our future, we get somebody to bring a ring in and we do a championship wrestling match there, right there. And I might even take on, I don't know, somebody.
Yeah, well... Okay. Well, I would
might
think
take somebody on. I'm thinking might put a mask on.
Okay,
and take somebody on.
I was thinking of you in more of a managerial role. You know,
thank you.
What was the guy's name? It was
okay. I accept.
Yeah, perfect. It was Bobby the Brain Heenan, right? So if Artie, we'll have Artie the Brewer. You know, Tafoya. I don't know. We'll go get something in there, Brian. Right?
Yeah.
But no, I like the Lucha Libre mask, you know, that would be good. And like some sort of Mexican style beer or something. If you go, no, that's funny though.
We do a Cinco de Mayo party in every year. Well, this has happened a couple years, but Brian dresses up as the bull.
Yeah. Oh.
and I have been known to be the matador.
It's still a secret.
It's still a secret as to who the matador is, but it's rumored that it's me.
Yes.
Yeah. And the first couple of years were great because Brian was a nicer bull.
Oh, yeah. Then I started getting a little bit frisky. Okay. That's enough of it.
He ran me over one. Yeah. One year he just ran me over. I'm like, I'm supposed to win here. This is not a fair fight.
No, I don't know. You know, that's not, you know, you got to work for it.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
It's fun.
I didn't have to work for it the first couple of years.
No, I love special events. Special events at the brewery are great. So looking forward to that. And I know that you guys, we talked about on the last episode, you know, we were talking about, you know, the Abbey Bar and the resurgence there and some upcoming shows and things. So another reason to, you know, to pop in and check out abcbrew.com for any of the upcoming events. Or if you want to book a special event at the brewery, make sure you go through, you know, through the website and look things and get, you know, get the right phone numbers and things to give a call. But there's also another event coming up down the road. Isn't it the Farm Show Complex in April?
That's right. That's right. We are doing the PA Flavor, which, you know, ABC is involved. Of course, a lot of other breweries are involved, but on the committee, we have representatives from our brewery, the Pennsylvania Restaurant Association, the Culinary Association, and a lot of other area restaurants and breweries. So it is a fundraiser for the Culinary Association and also for the Brewers Association. And we also do scholarships through the Pennsylvania Restaurant Association. So it sort of works three different areas of this industry. And it's this year it's on 420.
Yep.
And Saturday 420. And we just happen to be coming out with a special beer for that day. for 420. You know what I mean, Mike?
I think I might.
You think you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so the beer's called Dank Dynasty.
Oh, Dank Dynasty.
You know, Dank Dynasty.
Sure, man.
And it's going to be super danky. And so if you hear this podcast, you know, bring your duck call out and have a Dank Dynasty at the ABC booth there.
Sweet. So that is PA Flavor, the ultimate beer and food pairing. It's happening Saturday, April 20th. There's a VIP session from 1 to 2 p.m. And then the general admission is from 2 to 5. You can go to paflavor.com, check out the list of breweries and distilleries that are going to be there, as well as restaurants. So it's all about pairing, you know, craft beverages with high quality cuisine. And there's a whole list of, I don't even want to go down. There's at least 30, I think, here, like breweries and distilleries that are going to be there. And then
30 breweries, some other restaurants. There's a couple distilleries, I think.
Yeah.
What else? You know, just, you know, jerky, I think, and some jerky guys. But the food there is amazing because the chefs are all there, from mm-hmm. the Culinary Association. So they do all the food. And these guys, I mean, it's like a food festival with a brewery, you know, a beer tasting in the background.
Right.
You know, it's a beer festival, of course, but it really is almost the opposite because the food is so good.
And that's at the Farm Show Complex on Cameron Street in Harrisburg, just down the road from the brewery. So, yeah, that's make right. a day of that.
It'll be the north entrance. Oh, I'm sorry, the south entrance, McClay Street entrance.
Got it.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. You ever been to that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Was there last year. I'm going to be there this year.
Yeah.
Helping nice. Out.
Ryan volunteers every year.
Uh-huh. Volunteering at a beer fest is really... another thing. What? Out of the goodness of his heart.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's a hard one to talk to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I went, when's PA Flavor? Oh, okay. I've got it on my calendar right. already.
When you go back to work on Monday, they're like, so what'd you do? Well, I volunteered again. Except Brian says... Brian's a sweetheart. He's always volunteering.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right. So PA Flavor, that's coming up. A couple of other dates on the calendar, things that we talk about some from time to time. Of course, Penn State football, blue and white game is coming. That's actually the 13th.
Wow.
April 13th.
Wow, that snuck up on us, didn't it?
Yeah. How about it? They only get like a couple of weeks of like, you know, team practices and stuff. And then they do the blue and white. So that's big. You guys are all over State College with you know, obviously you can't drive up there without seeing the billboard, buy your cans, you know, ABC.
I saw it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
My way up there.
Oh, did you? Yeah. There's a beer festival in the stadium in State College, Beaver Stadium. They talked about it in the meeting this morning, and yeah, so that's exciting. I had heard that we were supposed to be in it, but then you never get clarification, and then we got clarification that we were in it, and it's pretty cool. I think it's
in May.
Yeah, what's it called?
Is it the, I hope I'm looking at the right one here, but yes, it is the
Hops.
It is. It's on the field at Beaver Stadium. It is May 11th, 2024. It is at Beaver Stadium. It is called Hoppy Valley Brewers Fest. Hoppy Valley. Water, hops, yeast, and grains.
I'll volunteer for that.
Celebration.
He's in again.
Awesome. Man, this guy, he's just... So, no, that's cool. So, you can look up that one, too. That looks like it's... You can just look that one up. But I think it's hoppyvalleybrewersfest.com is where you're going to go for that. So, yes, I love that. Hey, plan your beer fest schedule already. And I like the fact that there's beer fests around. Some of the ones that are that pop up that you've never, you know, it's good to have an established one too, because some of the good ones, the new ones are fun to go to, but it's the ones that you kind of look forward to year after year. When they happen, it's always nice to go in with some expectations. PA Flavor obviously is one of those good ones.
That's it. That's that Spring Fest sort of kicks off the festival season.
Yeah.
We used to use it to kick off Beer Week here. I don't know if you remember that, Mike, when you had Beer
Week. Yeah, PA Beer Week. I do remember. I remember the Penn Live like beer battles or whatever they had. I'm not going to say that we sat around clicking, loading up the ballot box for that or anything during
amazed at how popular Water Gap Wheat was.
Water Gap Wheat was a champion one year, though, so that was fun. Yeah.
Everybody was like... But no one, they just don't realize everybody used to go to the brewery.
Yeah.
That used to go to the brewery. I don't mean to say that. Everybody back in the early 2000s would go to the brewery. Our lightest beer was always the Water Gap Wheat. So everybody drank it.
Right.
So it was as popular as anything in the area.
I know so many people that still that's still their favorite beer. That's been like our house beer for a long time. Like that's what we can all agree on, and that's what everybody likes. And I've had kegs of it on at the house, and yeah, Water Gap Wheat, just a fantastic beer. Yep. Yeah, cool. Well, guys, I mean, this has been fun. I would say to you, we have so many other things coming up here. I wish you guys, you know, the best spring, and it's great to get together. If I'm missing anything, I don't mean to end things prematurely here, but I think we end on a high note, letting everybody know about the stuff coming up. And
no, I think it's great.
We'll all be out there picnicking and hanging out, and hopefully, you know, traveling safely and getting into some baseball and some spring football and everything else that's going on right this time of year. And just, and keep celebrating that Penn State wrestling national championship again, yeah. Right, Artie?
Oh, man, they set records this year. Oh. So it was a great season for Penn State wrestling. You know, I'm big into Penn State wrestling. I don't miss a match.
Yeah.
Either, you know, being there in person or on TV.
Yep.
I got a chance to watch most of the national champions, and they're so good.
It was like watching a Penn State home match, watching that, because I think they were in Maryland, but 6 out of the 10 matches were Penn State wrestlers. So it was pretty great. And they didn't do bad for sure. For a bright future there. So yeah, we love Penn State. We love the Phillies. I love the Phillies. I don't know who the Senators, whoever you're going to around here. Baseball is great to mix beer with too. So go to the stadium, support your local brewery. Hopefully you can find some ABC on tap or at the store. And we'll see you next time on the Appalachian Brewing Company podcast, guys. As we say goodbye, we say cheers.